Before I begin with my welcoming remarks, I'd like to take a moment on behalf of our entire membership to offer our sincere and genuine condolences and support to the entire University of Connecticut community, as well as the Howard family in particular, on the inexplicable and tragic death of Jasper Howard, as you all know, a member of the university's football team who was killed over the weekend. Although all of us, our membership included, are deeply saddened by this violent and shocking loss, we also hope that the Howard family in particular can find some solace in his memory and some degree of comfort in the manner in which his classmates and his teammates have recounted his impact on their lives and the university community as a whole. Our hearts and prayers go out to all of them during this obviously very difficult time. It's my distinct pleasure to formally welcome all of you to Media Day here at Madison Square Garden. It's an extra special privilege for me personally because I follow in the footsteps of two individuals for whom I have the utmost admiration and respect, Dave Gavitt and Mike Trangisi. As most of you know, the three of us go back some three decades together and have a long-standing relationship. I want to stop by saying it's terrific to be back here in New York City, and in particular, in this building. Over the years, you have all heard us talk about just how special it is to have our championship at Madison Square Garden. Seemingly each year we have moments from our tournament that are ingrained into our memories. Last year's championship added yet another spectacular chapter to the history book of the Big East in Madison Square Garden, with Louisville's first title and the incredible 6-overtime epic game between Connecticut and Syracuse. As you know, the Big East has played its men's basketball championship at the same location for 28 years, nearly three decades. No other conference in the country has been playing its championship at one single venue longer than the Big East has been at Madison Square Garden. Now, it's my pleasure to formally announce that the conference's relationship with the world's most famous arena will continue even further into the future. The Big East Conference and the Garden have reached an agreement to continue to play the men's basketball championship here through the year 2016. This announcement is especially significant for us because it will ensure that our student athletes have the opportunity to play in the new Madison Square Garden, which is scheduled to be completed in the year 2013. At this time, it's my pleasure to introduce to you the Executive Vice President of the Garden, Joel Fisher, for some comments regarding the building. Joel?
First of all, it's a thrill to see everybody here. I love this day because it means that college basketball is here. There's nothing better. So welcome to everybody to Madison Square Garden. We've had just a tremendous relationship with the Big East and the Big East Championship. As John said, it's been here since 1983. It's the fans of New York have come to expect great things with this event, and we are just really, really thrilled that now they will see this event through 2016 and certainly beyond. As John said, we are going to start a renovation that will be completed in 2013. The building will be like a new building, and it'll just be a great place for the tournament to take place. We've had just a great relationship with the Big East, starting with Dave, Mike, and now John and his staff. They're great to work with. I don't enjoy working on any other event better than I do on this one. It's just a great group of people, a great event, thrills each year, and we couldn't be happier. The Garden stands for the best in sports and entertainment, and this is certainly, in my opinion, maybe the best college basketball event of the entire year. The best, most premier college basketball tournament in America will stay at Madison Square Garden through 2016, and I'm sure well beyond that. And I want to really thank John and Dan and everybody that worked on this to get this done. And I couldn't tell you, I can't tell you how thrilled the Garden is to have this happen. Thanks a lot.
I said in the quote that's in the release regarding our extension, the Big East Conference in New York City have become as much, the Big East Conference has become as much a part of the landscape of New York City as the Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building, Broadway, and the New York Yankees. So we hope this relationship continues into the future, and we know that it'll be as successful as it has been in the past. Before I move on, however, I would be remiss if I didn't also take this opportunity to publicly and personally thank Josephine Trainer, who has long been a member of the Big East family and who works tirelessly here at the Garden on our behalf to put this premier event together every year. I don't know if she's here, but Josephine, where is she? Josephine, we love you. As you all know, this is the second consecutive year that all 16 teams are being brought to our tournament. And I wanted to briefly note this year that ESPN is committed to televising our first round. The first session will be telecast on ESPN2, and the second session will be broadcast on ESPNU. As always has been the case, the final 11 games will be broadcast on ESPN. You know, the reason our championship has become such a premier event is because our coaches continue to put the nation's best teams on the floor year in and year out. The upcoming season is really no different. It's hard not to acknowledge the fact that last year was a very special year for us. At one time, we had a record 9 teams ranked in the same bowl, 6 of which finished the year ranked in the top 25. And we placed a record 5 teams in the NCAA Sweet 16, 4 in the Elite Eight, and of course, 2 participated in the Final Four. Villanova and Pittsburgh squared off against each other in the Elite Eight in one of the best NCAA tournament games in recent memory. There's no question that the league will be younger this year, but we think it's very possible that it will be more balanced than it has been in recent years. Overall, we have 6 teams ranked in various preseason polls. Many of the teams that ended last year in the lower echelon of the league bring back most of their starters, and they continue to bring top-notch recruits in as well. We have averaged more than 7 NCAA tournament bids each year since we expanded, and we think we'll be in the same position this year. As has been the case for the last 3 seasons, each and every one of our 144 league games will be on television. That includes 5 games on CBS Sports and the rest on ESPN's various family of networks. In fact, you can turn on the television set on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Saturday during the course of the year and virtually be guaranteed that you'll be watching a Big East game on ESPN's family of networks. Year after year, our teams have been able to consistently reload with some of the best talent in the country because of the phenomenal exposure that we receive from our television partners. Before I close, I wanted to share with all of you a brief letter that I received from Mike Tradisi in honor of Brett. There you are. I read this letter to everyone at Football Media Day, so for those of you like Brett who are here and hearing it for a second time, I apologize, but as you know, I succeeded Michael, and we've gone back a long time together. And on July 1st, approximately 100 days ago, Michael sent me this letter. Dear John, congratulations and best wishes on your appointment as Big East Conference Commissioner. I have every confidence that you'll be very successful and do a wonderful job. As the years go on, however, you will undoubtedly be faced with one difficult situation or another. And I want to take this opportunity to share with you a story that Dave Gavitt told me when I succeeded him some 19 years ago. The new commissioner walked into his office for the first time. As he sat at his desk, he opened the top drawer and found 3 letters with instructions to open them one at a time in order when confronted with an embarrassing situation. Upon the first such crisis, he opened the top envelope to find it contained a note with just 1 short sentence: blame the previous administration. Not having a better option available at the time, he followed the letter's advice and the tactic worked. Upon the second crisis, he again went to his desk seeking guidance. Contained in the second envelope was the instruction, quote, form a blue ribbon commission. Once again, the strategy worked, and he escaped the crisis unscathed. Several months later, when confronted with the third major debacle of his administration, he ran for his desk and ripped open the last envelope. It simply stated, quote, prepare three envelopes. So I share that with you as Michael's good luck wishes to me. Thank you all for coming. And if John or I or any of us can be of any assistance to you during the course of the day, please let us know.